Here's an example of environmental DNA analysis aiding in wildlife monitoring. We know that eDNA can just last only for hours or days, so it's an indicator of the recent presence of a particular species. And you can thus detect its change through time by sampling repeatedly over the course of several days, right? So you can look at movement. You can look at the impact of a disturbance from one time, from before it and after it. And you can look at change through time. So in this example here, endangered whales were detectable in eDNA samples 2 hours after they had passed by. And this can help, this use of eDNA might help scientists locate hard-to-find species like these cetaceans.